are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, people, I'm back on brand. I have an optimistic spin for you today. Five games coming up for the Kings, all five winnable. If the Sacramento Kings can find a way to win four of them, 4-5 after a 0-4 start is not too shabby. I realistically think it can happen. I'm not just blowing smoke. It's going to take a little extra effort, and it's certainly going to take a win tonight against the Charlotte Hornets, but the Sacramento Kings are certainly not down and out of it. They have good opportunities to pick up some wins here in the coming week, and you can catch all of the action and all, of course, of the breakdown right here on the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings. This is your hub for Sacramento Kings conversation and coverage all regular season, all off season, all year long. This is the place for you. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of your Sacramento Kings, you are in the right place. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host. I'm from Sports 1140 KHDK. That's the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter, and I am known in Sacramento, at least amongst KHDKers and KHDK listeners, as the optimist, sometimes the blind optimist, which I wear with pride. Of course, that's more of a tongue-in-cheek, facetious nickname and joke nickname. I try and be as realistic as I can with my optimism, and like I said, I have another dose of that for you here today. Look, the Kings are 0-4, and I talked about this on yesterday's podcast. 0-4 looks a lot worse than it is because of the O in front of the 4. The Kings need to find a way to just get a win under their belt before realistically we can start feeling confident talking about future wins. And I understand that to an extent. However, today, looking at the next five games on the Kings schedule, including the final two home games of this week's homestand and then the start of the Eastern Conference road trip that they're about to go on, I realistically can see some Kings wins, and I realistically can see a path back to a respectable record. And remember, the goal for the Kings through the beginning part of December, while Marvin Bagley is out, assuming he misses all 20 games, which is all 6 weeks with that thumb fracture, the Kings need to find a way to hover around 500, either be a game or two underneath it, right around it, or preferably even above it, although based off that start, I think that's a little unrealistic to expect. So I'm going to share with you why and what I believe can be a good stretch of games here for the Kings to turn things around. But of course, it all starts with tonight. Kings, Charlotte Hornets, inside the Golden 1 Center here in Sacramento. An absolute must-win game. And I know some people roll their eyes at the must-win terminology. Some coaches don't like it. Some players don't like it because it's not like it's an elimination game by any means. But based off the fact that this team is 0-4 and they're taking on one of the weakest teams, not just in the Eastern Conference, but in all the NBA, granted the Kings are also one of the weakest teams in the NBA right now, you have to win this game. And I'll tell you this, to this point, I haven't panicked yet about what the Kings are going through. I've been disappointed. I've been frustrated. I've been confused, but I have yet to panic. If the Kings leave the Golden 1 Center tonight, and if I'm walking to my car tonight after another Kings loss, if the Kings are 0-5, falling to the Charlotte Hornets with Utah to come and then an Eastern Conference road trip, then I'm starting to panic a little bit, and I'm starting to ask myself, was last year's team a fluke, and is this year's team doomed to start worrying about the draft lottery again and putting themselves in the best position to get a top three pick, which is a position that I am tired of the Kings being in. And I know you are tired of the Kings being in it, because for the majority of the last 13 years, that's all we've seemed to care about. And during the regular season, caring about lottery position and the draft means you are garbage. And this was the year that hopefully the Kings weren't really going to be a part of that conversation. They also weren't really a part of that conversation last year, one, because they didn't have a first-round pick, and two, because they were pretty dang good. But they didn't make the playoffs, which is what we were hoping the Kings will do this year. But based off this 0-4 start, people are a little less positive that that can happen. I still think it can happen. I'm not even worried about playoffs, though. I am worried about these next five games. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to share with you why I think the Kings can realistically get a good batch of wins here in the coming week and a half to 2 weeks. And then, of course, we're going to break down and preview this Kings and Charlotte Hornets game tonight, which I will be at inside of the Golden 1 Center. I would love to see you there. So please, come on out, and I would like to meet with you. You can reach me on Twitter, at MattGeorgeKHDK. Feel free to shoot me a direct message or just tweet me, letting me know you're coming, and we can set up a time to meet, whether it's during halftime, before the game, after the game, something like that. Or shoot me an email, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. I would love to chat with you. Here are the next five games for the Kings, including tonight. Kings against the Hornets at home, Kings against the Jazz at home, then Kings at the New York Knicks, Kings at the Raptors, and Kings at the Atlanta Hawks before the Kings come home for yet another matchup against the Portland Trailblazers. Five games. Hornets, Jazz, Knicks, Raptors, Hawks. Now, what got me thinking about this was the unfortunate news that Trae Young is likely to miss the next 2 weeks as he was injured yesterday and last night in the Atlanta Hawks game. And it's disappointing because Trae Young has been phenomenal. The Atlanta Hawks are actually one of my favorite teams to watch. They're definitely a great NBA League Pass team if you have NBA League Pass and are looking for some other squads to watch. Every single year, I try to adopt an Eastern Conference team to root for and to follow, and the Atlanta Hawks are that team for me this year. But the Kings, realistically, should beat the Atlanta Hawks even with Trae Young on the floor. Now, without him on the floor, I'm not going to say it's a lock with it being a road game and based off the way the Kings are playing, but it's certainly as winnable as that matchup is going to get. So a start with tonight's game in Charlotte. Let's just assume, and I know it's hard to assume that an 0-4 team is going to get a win, but let's just assume they win tonight. Like, I would say it is a 90% to 95% certainty, at least in my mind, that the Kings are winning tonight. I cannot fathom the Kings losing tonight based off of the effort that they showed against the Denver Nuggets, based off the fact that they are 0-4, and they are feeling the fire underneath their asses, just like Kings fans and the coaching staff and the front office are feeling that fire right now. I can't imagine the Kings falling to the Charlotte Hornets tonight. So again, let's just assume that the first win and the breakthrough begins tonight with a W over the Charlotte Hornets. Then you have the Utah Jazz coming in. The Kings were absolutely embarrassed by the Utah Jazz last week when they lost 113-81. I highly doubt that will happen again. Now, are the Utah Jazz a better team than the Sacramento Kings? Abso-freaking-lutely. And do the Utah Jazz have some players that are direct counters to the strengths of the Kings? Yes, they do. However, I've seen this team be effective against the Jazz both last season and during the preseason, and I believe that that blowout loss in Utah was more of an anomaly than the rest of those games were. I think that's a winnable game. The Kings, they are going to have, honestly, nothing really to lose. They're going to be at home, and they're going to be extra, I would expect them and hope that they are extra motivated to come out and kick some Jazz ass based off the fact that they got their asses handed to them in Utah. That's a winnable game to me. So let's assume, that's a 50-50 game, right? So let's just slot that in as a 50-50 game. Then they start their road trip in New York against the Knicks. I get they have Julius Randle. I get it's also on the East Coast, which is always a little iffy. It's a 3 o'clock tip on a Sunday. And I get that they also have RJ Barrett, and they have some good pieces there in New York. The Kings are a better team than the New York Knicks. On paper, absolutely. They have more stars. They have more firepower. They should be a better team than the New York Knicks, even based off of what the records are right now. So I assume I want to pencil that in as a win. Then they go to Toronto to take on the Raptors. Out of all five of these games, this is the most likely loss that I see. However, the Toronto Raptors are not nearly the same team that they were last year, and the Kings have had success against the Toronto Raptors in the past. So maybe there's a chance to grab a win there. Finally, the Kings wrap up this five-game stretch on the road against the Atlanta Hawks, who, again, most likely will be without Trae Young. So find me four wins out of those five. the four that I gave you are Charlotte tonight, Utah Friday, New York on Sunday, and the Atlanta Hawks next Friday. I have them probably losing to the Raptors. I'm totally okay with the idea of the Kings losing to both the Raptors or the Utah Jazz. And even if you lose to both, but get the other three, it's not the end of the world. At that point, you're 3-6, which isn't horrific, but at least you've made up a little bit of ground. But realistically, I can see the Kings finding four wins out of that five-game stretch. Suddenly, they're 4-5 on the season, and we're feeling a whole heck of a lot better about this team than we are at this point in time. Now, if you're listening to this and you're rolling your eyes and maybe you're screaming at your phone or screaming at your radio, however you're listening, and saying, Matt, how in the world are you confidently able to lay out a roadmap of these next five games and make predictions like this for an 0-4 team who's last in the league in scoring per game and who has, quite frankly, looked like an embarrassment and a disappointment so far this season? The point in me doing this is not to come out on a pedestal, make an outlandish prediction to get clicks and to get listens, and then hopefully brag that I'm right if it actually happens. The point of this is to show you and remind you that any short stretch of success for the Kings as of now can get them right back into it. And it's continuing my point in yesterday's episode, which is that the Kings' hole looks a lot deeper and darker than it is. Now, and I'm not even talking playoffs right now. I'm not even thinking about playoffs. I'm not even worried about playoff positioning. I'm just talking about getting this team back to 500 and keeping the team there while Marvin Bagley is out with this thumb fracture. That's all I'm thinking about. That's all I'm worried about right now. Based off the fact that this team is 0-4, and because there's an 0 in front of it and we have yet to see a win by the 2019-2020 Sacramento Kings, it feels and looks a lot worse than it is. And I want that point to be hammered home for you. Is it ideal? Absolutely not. Is it what we expected? Absolutely not. Is it what we wanted? Of course not. But is it the end of the world and as doom and gloom as it may feel or seem? No. And I'm just as guilty of those doom and gloom feelings as you, your fellow Kings fans, may have felt to this point. It's been a drastically upsetting start to the season. But there are still so many games to go, and all it takes is a stretch of winnable games like these games coming up for the Kings to get back in it, turn it around, and get back to a decent situation. Even, like I said, if they find a way to win three out of these five and are 3-6 coming home for their game against the Portland Trailblazers, the team's feeling a lot better about themselves. And I can promise you a win against the Charlotte Hornets tonight, which again, I would be shocked if the Kings are not able to win tonight. A win against the Charlotte Hornets tonight, suddenly this roster, this organization, these players, they get a win under their belt that gets confidence. I think they gained confidence based off their play against the Denver Nuggets already. But a win, seeing a tally in the win column, with a revenge game against the Utah Jazz and a winnable Eastern Conference road trip, which the Kings were good against the Eastern Conference on the road early in the season last year also, I can see this team turning it around in these next five games. It's not as bad as it seems. The hole is not as dark and not as deep. This team has a boatload of talent, and I still firmly believe that the first three games of this season were the anomaly, not the last 82 of last season. God, I hope I'm not starting the Locked On Kings podcast tomorrow pissed off, frustrated, confused, and flat out panicking after a Kings loss to the Charlotte Hornets. Like, I can't fathom. I cannot fathom that taking place. And I'm not trying to disrespect Charlotte. Charlotte, they're not a good team. Neither are the Kings right now. And I openly admit that. But the Kings are at home. The Kings desperately need a win. They are way above the Hornets in terms of superior talent. And they're just coming off of a great performance where they probably should have, definitely could have, but maybe should have beaten the Denver Nuggets, who lost last night to the Dallas Mavericks and are now 3-1. I cannot fathom a Kings loss tonight, which is hard to say and weird to say about an 0-4 team, but I realistically can't see it. I've had conversations with people, and they try and make points of as to how Charlotte can beat the Kings. And look, it's basketball. And I'm not saying the Kings should take the floor and take the Charlotte Hornets lightly, because if they do, they will lose. How about that? If the Kings come out and just mess around and think this is a win at home that's in the bag for us, we're guaranteed to be 1-4, like idiot Matt George is saying on the Locked On Kings podcast, if they come out like that, then they are going to be 0-5. And I'm going to say, you know what? They freaking deserve it for acting and playing that way. But if they come out and they play with the energy and intensity that they played with against Denver, and I assume that either Buddy or Bogey or both are going to get back on track, and I'm not expecting 24 points out of Rashawn Holmes tonight, but assuming the Kings play like they did as a team on both ends of the floor, getting out in transition against Charlotte tonight, the Kings will win this game. I cannot fathom the Kings playing in a similar fashion with a similar intensity to how they played against Denver and losing. And if they do, either they are extremely unlucky or guess what? They're just a bad team. I don't think they are. But tomorrow, if I'm starting this podcast and the Kings are 0-5, I'm a whole lot more willing to look at this team and go, man, maybe we were wrong about the Sacramento Kings. Maybe all of us were fooled. I hope I'm not doing that 5 games into the season, because there's still just as much time for them to turn it around as there is today. But a loss to the Charlotte Hornets tonight, starting the season 0-5 with 3 of your first 5 games being at home, that's bad. That would be very, very bad. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think anybody coming to the Golden 1 Center tonight is going to see the first Kings win of the season. I'm not predicting a blowout. I don't care if it's by 1 point or 100 points. I don't care if the Kings shoot 60% from the field or 25%. A win is a win. Even if it's ugly, I don't care. Get a win tonight. Win this game tonight. You are the better team with the superior talent at home in the Western Conference. Win this game tonight. That has to be the message from Luke Walton, from the coaching staff. Hell, Vlade Divac and the entire front office need to be pulling every single player and every single coach into their office tonight and saying, or before tonight's game, and saying, a loss tonight is not acceptable. Denver, we get it. Phoenix, we were disappointed, but okay. A loss to one of the worst teams in a far less superior conference, which is the East, is unacceptable. And I truly do not believe it's going to happen. I'm willing to go so far out on a limb tonight to predict a Sacramento Kings win that I will happily eat crow tomorrow if I'm wrong. But you should not be rooting for me to be wrong. You should be rooting for me to be right. Because if I'm right, that means the Kings are winning and we're all feeling a whole hell of a lot better about ourselves. Kings are winning this game tonight. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Kings are winning this game tonight. I feel that confident about it. Utah on Friday? Maybe. Who knows? Even the Knicks, even the Hawks, even the Raptors? Who cares? We'll get to that when we get to that. But a win tonight is absolutely essential. And I think they're going to get it. As I mentioned earlier, the Sacramento Kings are last in the league. Believe it or not, last in the league so far this season in points per game. They're averaging 95.5 points per game. The Sacramento Kings, a team that could outscore anybody seemingly last season, who got up and down the floor, got out in transition, shot damn near 45% from three-point range. The Sacramento Kings are last in the league in scoring, underneath the Magic, the Jazz, the Pacers, the Cavaliers, the Thunder, and the Bulls. Meanwhile, the Charlotte Hornets, they're 21st in the league. They average 105.5 points per game. The Charlotte Hornets, 21st in the league in scoring, average 10 points more per game than the Sacramento Kings do. So, Matt, why are you so confident that the Kings will beat the Hornets tonight? Because I believe 95.5 points a game is an absolute anomaly. I believe we have not seen a full, decent shooting performance out of the Sacramento Kings. We still have yet to see a game where the majority of Kings players are on and playing well offensively. And on top of that, Charlotte is a catastrophically bad defensive team. Now, the Kings aren't much better, but the Charlotte Hornets give up points. The Charlotte Hornets are 26th in the league. 26th in the league out of 30 in points per game allowed. They allow 119 points per game so far this season. There's no reason why the Kings can't score more than 100 points tonight. And I actually have to bring this up on the fly, so I'm going to stall for time here a little bit. Dave Deuce Mason, who is, you heard him on this podcast before, he's the executive radio producer of the Sacramento Kings. He is also the play-by-play voice of the Stockton Kings. He tweeted out a pretty catastrophic and surprising stat last night that I think tells the entire story of this Kings season so far. The Kings have been held under 100 points three times this season. Three times in the first four games. They were held under 100 points a grand total of seven times in all 82 games last year. Three times out of four games this year. Seven times out of 82 games last year. That's how uncharacteristic this Kings start is. That is why I believe this team right now, or what they were those first three games, that's the anomaly. That's the piece that doesn't fit. That is the improper, unrealistic representation of this team. The team that scored over 100 points all but seven times last year, that is this team still to me. And I think that still is this team to the fans. If not, they wouldn't be showing up. And I know, again, I know a lot of fans are frustrated. I know there's probably a good amount of fans that won't be coming to the game tonight and using their season tickets or trying to sell them. And, I, you know, to some extent, I get it. Showing up on a Wednesday night to Kings and Charlotte Hornets when the Kings are 0-4, even if it's likely that the Kings get a win, it might not be the highest of your priority to-do list. But the Kings are going, I mean, they have to find a way to score over 100 points tonight. And then looking at this Charlotte Hornets roster, and again, I'm really not trying to be disrespectful to the Hornets. And if there are Hornets fans part of this Locked On podcast network that maybe you're coming from the Locked On Hornets, you wanted to hear a preview, and you're a little bit offended or maybe even you're laughing at the Sacramento Kings host or the Sacramento host bashing on your team when you have a win this season and the Kings so far don't. I get that to some extent, and I'm really not trying to be offensive or cruel to the Hornets in any way. But look at these two rosters. I mean, compare the talent on these teams. It's not close. I mean, Terry Rozier is the best player on this team, and I like Terry Rozier. I think he plays with hustle. I think he plays with effort. And I think he versus De'Aaron Fox might turn out to be a pretty good matchup tonight. But other than that, on this Charlotte team, who are the Kings afraid of? Nicholas Batum? I mean, he can knock down an outside shot. Malik Monk, former teammate of De'Aaron Fox, who's been a journeyman so far and has struggled to really make his mark here in the NBA. I mean, Miles Bridges has talent. Cody Zeller has talent. There's talent on this team, but compared to the Sacramento Kings roster, it's not close. Last season, fans would be screaming 15-point blowout win for the Kings from the rooftops. And remember, this roster is better than last year's Kings roster, at least talent-wise. They just haven't figured it out yet. So again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the Charlotte Hornets here. Congratulations on them having one more win to the Kings. And look, maybe the Charlotte Hornets are thinking, we're coming into Sacramento out of whatever road trip we're on. This is the most winnable game, and we got to find a way to win this game tonight. And I understand that mindset completely. I just don't see how it happens. I truly don't see how it happens. Well, I hope to see you if you are coming out to the Sacramento Kings game tonight. Again, reach out to me on Twitter at MattGeorgeKHDK or email me mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com if you are coming. We'll set up a time to meet. Also, reach out on any two of those platforms that I just listed if you have any comments, questions, concerns, anything that you want to discuss about the Kings, about this podcast here today. If you want to weigh in on my my thoughts of these next five games coming up and the Kings finding a way to realistically win four out of the five of them. If you, I know that sparked some kind of response in you, and if you feel compelled to jump on it and really discuss it, hey, I'm always here. Please reach out and take advantage of that. Also, if you have the opportunity to leave a review and a rating for this podcast, it does not have to be five stars. It does not have to be full of praise for me or this podcast or the network. It has to be real. Hopefully there's constructive criticism in there, if any criticism at all. That helps us out a ton. It helps us grow. It helps me grow. And it helps us get more listeners. Best place for you to leave a review for this podcast would be on Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts. But wherever you listen to this podcast, if there is a place to leave a rating and review, please do that. Again, it helps me out. It helps us the network out, and it helps the Locked On Kings podcast specifically out more than you can imagine. And it only takes a couple minutes, if not a minute, of your time. So please do that. I would certainly appreciate it. And I look forward to having you back on with me here on the Locked On Kings podcast tomorrow, Thursday edition. I pray to God we're talking about a 1-4 Kings team coming off of a nice bounce back win over the Charlotte Hornets. Because if I have to pop this mic tomorrow and the Kings are 0-5 after a loss to the Hornets, man, it's not going to be fun. But I'm going to be here regardless. You can always count on it. I'm not going to take a day off because I was wrong. I'm predicting that the Kings are winning this game against the Charlotte Hornets tonight. I've said time and time again, I can't fathom it a loss happening tonight. But if it does, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. And I would love to chat with you, and I hope you will join me for what would basically be a Kingsaholics Anonymous meeting. I'm all for it, man. I'm here. I'm ready. It's going to be a long season, but we'll get through it together regardless of if there's a bunch of wins or a bunch of losses, playoffs at the end of it, or another draft lottery hunt for the number one overall pick. We'll be here through it all on the Locked On Kings podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Have a great night tonight. Enjoy the game. Hopefully I will see you there. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.